advancing this agenda through awareness or design, but by just taking part in it and playing a part in it because it suits them and suits what they want. We would change overnight if people would just stop doing what they believe to be right for them in the moment and people started to do what they believe to be right. And those two things are often in total consequence, not least because of the fear and the carrot and stick society structure that's been set up, whereby if you go with what these guys want, you get the reward in money, in position, in fame, and all this rubbish. And if you don't go with them, then you get the stick. They try to stop your funding, they try to take your voice away, and they attack you in various things, IRS audits and stuff like that. Now, at that fork in the road, people have got to make a choice. Am I going to be a servile sheep who's just going to do what the master tells him, or am I going to stand up for what I believe in, express the full magnitude of who I am?
Well, I just got to tell you, David, we've got to go to calls.
People have to make.
We got to go to calls.
Okay.
I just want you to know that I, in my own experience, see the New World Order attack real Christians. That's their real focus, and they tell you, believe whatever else you want. Just don't be a real Christian. And I see real Christians at the forefront of fighting the New World Order effectively. And I see FEMA gearing up to go after real Christians. Now, a lot of people in the whole New Age movement see these neocon Christians who are totally deceived, serving the New World Order beast system. And then a lot of people in your camp see that and think, oh, it must all be a fraud. And I'm telling you,
Alex, the New Age is just another manufactured religion. You know, it's not Christianity that I don't follow. I don't follow any religion. None of them. They're just structures of imposing a belief system, in my view, and I have a right to that. But people who think something differently, if they believe in freedom and they're a Christian, or they believe in freedom and they go round in New Age bloody clothes, I'm with them. Because we need
all right,
to unite
all right. we gotta
agree
go to
on what affects us all and not be divided and ruled by arguing among ourselves about whether that belief is right or that belief
is
right.
Okay, all right, let's just go to calls here. Let's go ahead now up next and go to Greg in Texas. Greg, go ahead.
Yes, thank you so much. Just a quick comment and a quicker question. Mr. Ike, it's an honor to talk to you again. Last year I spoke with you on the Lou Gentile show right before Texas City. I was able to go and see you then, and it was an amazing experience. And it's my belief that the moment that we're in, I know the time isn't real, but time is getting away from us, and I don't buy into these illusions of right and left. What can someone do to make a commitment to do their part in all this, aside from intention? What do you recommend? Because I think now is the time, and I didn't ask you this last time on Lou Gentile, but I have to ask you now, what can someone do who is committed to do their part in all this?
Okay, thanks for the call, David.
Well, I would say, Greg, that you said the word there, my experience, intent. What I found in my life, and I know a lot of other people have too, is when that you really commit yourself to something, with the intent of doing it. My intent is I want to serve the cause of freedom in every way I possibly can, in the most effective way I possibly can. If you do that, what starts to happen is people, and this is what happened to me, people and events and experiences start coming into your life, apparently coincidentally, that allow you to walk that road of making that contribution to advance and complete your intent. All I did in the early 90s when my mind was blown open was I did two things. I said, this is my intent, something similar to what I've just said, and secondly, whenever my head, my intellect says one thing and my intuition says another, my feeling, this is what I feel to do. Oh no, you can't do that, you've got a mortgage, you've got a cat, says the intellect, which is always trying to keep us in the prison. If you follow your intuition, your feeling, then you suddenly find that life starts to put the riches in front of you. And so I started in the early 1990s whenever my intellect said, no, you can't do that, with all the very...
We got a break. PrisonPlanet.tv, folks.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking to David Icke. In a way, kind of an enigma. Because so much of what he talks about and goes over is fluent, well-spoken, intelligent, focused, charismatic, documented. And then he goes into, you know, we secretly have these dimensional creatures controlling us from a higher level. And, you know, Jesus Christ wasn't Jesus or didn't exist. And I disagree with that. And so, but a lot of people follow David Icke, and we have him here on the show, and I appreciate him coming on. We have him on, I guess, about once a year, and we appreciate him spending this time with us. I know we need to get to calls a little bit quicker here. We're going to try to. He'll be with us into the next hour. But, David, I never saw this, so I don't know if it's true, but I have read in mainstream news reports that when you first started waking up, what was it, 1994? Was it 93?
No, early 90s, 1991.
Okay, when is it? Is it true that you went on the BBC and announced that you were Jesus?
No, I think that's not quite what I said. What I said in my own words in those days was what quantum physicists are saying, which is everything is the same energy, everything is the same consciousness, it's just expressing itself in different ways. And therefore, if you want to use symbolic language, we're all the sons and daughters of God. And this got portrayed in the way that most things in the mainstream media get portrayed, in a way that it wasn't said and wasn't meant. But you have to live with that. If you're saying things in the public eye that challenge mainstream beliefs, then you're going to get ridiculed.
Well, I never saw it, so I didn't. And I've had the media lie about me, so that's why I brought that up.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying basically the same thing in different language these days. We're all one consciousness, and we're all expressing ourselves in different ways. We're all one, but we're all the diversity of the one, if you like, and we should start celebrating diversity instead of scorning it and seeking to impose one belief upon a diverse population, and that's what the New World Order wants. It wants to impose...
Actually, in the name of diversity, they go after people being individuals. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Randy in Pennsylvania, and then we'll go to Mike and Rich and Tim and others and Anthony. Randy, go ahead.
Thank you, Alan. Hi, David.
Hello, Randy.
It's truly an honor to speak with you.
Thank you.
I don't want to put any words in your mouth. I believe you believe, think the way I think, and that we are God. We're the devil. In fact, we are all connected, and this reality is, in essence, a living hologram.
Yeah.
If you speak to the audience about quantum physics a little more and the way that our eyes work and the solution to this problem is the hell that we're living in, because I believe this is hell or heaven, the 100 months of syndrome. I love the term it went.
All right. Thanks for the call. Well, this is, you can say it in New Age, but it sure sounds like that to me. Go ahead.
Right. Well, why does anyone have to put a label on everything?
There are real things in the world.
You know, why do you put a name to it all the time? I'm not New Age. I just believe certain things, which are unique to me in many ways. I hope they are.
Well, let me say this. If I walk up to somebody or they walk up to me and hit me in the head with a ball peen hammer and kill me, that's a real event. And so we have to put labels on things.
Why?
Because that's how we operate.
That's how you operate, Alex. You have every right to do so. Some people operate in different ways.
But you're talking now, David, you're talking like O'Brien now in 1984 when he tells Winston he can float off the ground like a soap bubble.
Well, let me put it this way, Alex. You're now looking at you're in a studio, you're looking at a wall. That wall looks solid to you. It can't be. It's made of atoms, and atoms are as least solid that you can ever come across. I mean, as one physicist said, if you take the atom to be the size of a cathedral, then the particles within it are about the size of a cathedral.
Hey, we got a break. But at my level of reality, of my manifested reality, it is solid. Hello, folks.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, already into hour number three, we've got David Icke on with us. DavidIcke.com is the website. And, of course, my websites are PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. And all these callers, we're going to get to you. Who knows if David Icke wants to talk about electronic voting machine fraud, but Bev Harris will keep him on for that. It's always interesting to have him on, and he's a very intelligent person. I think what's important is he gets us all to think. And shifting out of just not thinking and watching television and drinking a six-pack of beer and going to church and hearing how good George Bush is, or going to the Democratic meeting and hearing how good John Kerry is. I mean, I agree with him about Skull and Bones and about 9/11 and about Bohemian Grove. And, you know, a lot of what David says I check out and turns out to be true. And, you know, he obviously uses some of my research. But we do get focused in on the, I'd say, 5% of what David said that a lot of our listeners vehemently disagree with, and I do as well. Of course, you know, the nature of matter is that, you know, so there's giant spaces in it. And David says, well, you know, there's that wall in front of you in the studio, and it's not really there. But at my level of physical manifestation, molecular level, you know, on the dimensional spectrum, if you want to get into quantum mechanics, that my structure, my atom structure, is similar to that of the wall, and that is a wall that's there for me. So, you know, just throwing out some comments about quantum mechanics, you know, is, you know, sounds very authoritative, but I mean, what does it mean? I could, you know, just say, well, I'll tell you my argument's sound because ham sandwich. We're about to go to your calls. I'm not trying to be mean, David. I'm trying to, some of the things you're saying, again, I only have my limited spectrum of consciousness, and I am able to wake people up off of facts and real things in this plane of existence, and then you go off into this other plane of existence where you can't demonstrate it for me, and demonstrating things is the basis of science. Go ahead.
Well, I don't care if you are being mean, Alex. It doesn't matter to me. Be how you like. You know, I'm just giving you what I think, and take it a little bit. It doesn't matter to me. Think something else. But, you know, I mean, you say you can't prove it. Well, the wall is made of atoms, and atoms are freaking empty. Now, what you're doing is constructing, and I'm doing the same with this wall in front of me now, is we're constructing a reality in our minds, a collective reality. Now, as quantum physics has also said, atoms or particles within the atoms, they take two forms. They take a wave form, which is non-physical, and they take a particle form, which appears to our minds to be physical. And the only time that the waveform becomes a particle is when we're looking at it, when we're observing it. So what I'm saying is, you said something very correct earlier about what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to get people to believe anything. I don't care what people believe, as long as it's what they believe and not what someone else has imposed externally upon them to believe. I'm trying to get people to see that there are other possibilities. Once people realize that, the possibility that's being sold to them from cradle to grave through the education system, he said, laughing, through the media and all these other sources, suddenly loses its power. What the Illuminati want is for us to believe in one basic possibility, because then we will live within the reality, the belief that they've sold to us. Once you start to realize, hey, there's other possibilities, not just this one, then the power of the imposed possibility starts to break up.
Okay, we got a break again. We got a break again. Long segment coming up. We'll have time to get to calls, folks. But I will say this. It's like, I don't agree with everything you're saying. I don't agree with everything that Michael Moore is saying, but his film is really helping us. I know he's helping me, because he's opening people's eyes, at least to the fact that they're being lied to. Now, as they dig deeper, they'll see a bigger part of the picture. So we'll be back with David Icke, and we'll go to Mike and Rick and Tim and Anthony and Sean and others. Everybody, stay there. Go to your calls quickly on the other side, then I'll get into some news articles and get David Icke's take on that. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'll tell you what's concrete, my friends. The government is running a scam with your votes, with the elections. And Bev Harris will be joining us here in about 25 minutes. We're going to take a bunch of calls for David Eisenhower.